We are going to be chatting shortly to Brandon Topham from the FSCA. We're talking about the raid on Segunjalo Holdings offices just yesterday, of course. That is Iqbal Survey's offices. There's a background that the FSCA, or the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, you might remember it as the name, the FSB. There's some conduct that obviously has been raised during the PIC inquiry around the potential, I suppose, malfeasance in the markets, market manipulation with respect to AO Technologies. If you've been watching the PIC inquiry, then you would know that that has been a very large part of it. But before we go to the heavier topics, and we've been keeping it quite light, and we'll continue in our open line shortly, definitely talking about your favorite James Bond. Someone asking here, when are we having a black or female Bond? In 2020, my darling. Lashana... I've forgotten her last name, but she is going to be the new Bond, playing alongside Daniel Craig. He continues to play 007. However, Lashana Lynch, excuse me, she was going to be a new spy who is going to be playing in the movie that's coming out in 2020. Jane says, I'm truly shocked at Ramaphosa's speech yesterday, where he blamed apartheid for the country's current severe economic problems. Not a word about the ANC-assisted wholesale looting of this country's coffers. We expect honesty from our president, and he is doing a Zuma-like dodging of the real facts by not acknowledging the true cause for there being no money to grow the economy. We should talk about that, Jane, because I happen to partly agree with you, but what we're not going to suggest is that apartheid didn't have a role to play. But yes, I agree with you. He wasn't being honest. He wasn't being candid at all. He needed to acknowledge the fact that a large part of why we are where we are is not just the looting of the past 10 years, but it's also kind of short-sighted strategy, isn't it? As much as we like to talk about the problems, Jane, maybe you can put forward some solutions. 021-446-0567 is the number to dial. Please feel free to join me after this interview. But first, we're going to chat to Brandon Topham, because it's this very PIC inquiry that he, the very president you have a problem with his words of, that's been put into place, is been put into place specifically to uncover the malfeasance of the past decade. So let's unpack what the FSCA was really looking for in Iqbal Survey's offices yesterday.
This is Cape Talk.
Now, as I say, FSCA confirmed to EWN that it had raided the Cape Town offices of Segunjalo Holdings just yesterday. A report published by Independent Media, which is owned by Segunjalo chairperson Iqbal Survey, stated that they were there to probe allegations of irregular share trading against another of Survey's companies, AO Technology Solutions. Now, that's a name that has come up a lot in markets and certainly in the PIC inquiry. Brandon Topham, who is the divisional executive for the investigation and enforcement at FSCA, is on the line with me following the press release that we got from the FSCA itself. Good morning, Brandon. Brandon, how are you?
Good morning.
Thank
Very
you.
Well yourself, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, as much as the independent media did lead with the story with its own perspective on what was on the go and questions of whether or not this was fair, your press release kind of stated the warrant and the reasoning behind this particular visit to the offices of Segunjalo Holdings. Please, won't you just take us through the thinking behind it?
Well, there's no conspiracy, that's for sure. Bottom line is, one morning I read the Business Day, I saw an article on the group, and I said, this needs a bit of investigation. And so we commenced our investigation into potential market abuse in terms of the Financial Markets Act. And part of our investigation gives us the power to do a search and seizure, which we do use in certain circumstances, and we chose to use it yesterday in terms of a court order, which we did obtain. And served on his offices yesterday. And that's all we did. There's no bigger conspiracy theory behind it at all. You know, we're just trying to get the facts to ascertain whether there was market abuse or wasn't.
So just help me understand, is it you mentioned the newspaper article that you saw. Is there no other sort of evidence that you need in place in order to conduct a raid of the sort?
No, this was a couple of months ago. So at that point in time, we then started to analyze the markets, look at fair dealings, etc. And we have to have a reasonable suspicion, which we put before a judge, to the fact that there is something we need to look at in more detail. And it's not just a matter of we go and raid somebody's office. But at the same time, we have to understand that this is an ongoing investigation. We haven't come to a final decision. Once we do come to a decision, our case will be put towards the interested parties, and they'll have an opportunity to respond.
Fantastic. Okay, so this was a judgment the order that allowed you to conduct a raid, just to highlight, was granted by Justice Pierre L. Gamble at the Western Cape High Court earlier on this week, and so we just must highlight that there's no foul play from a legal perspective. I just want to get a sense, though, is this a part of a part of the broader PIC investigation or inquiry, rather, or is this quite specific with respect to Iqbal Server and potentially other market players, not just the PIC's participation?
This has absolutely nothing to do with the PIC matter. It's completely run-of-the-mill financial market that every stock exchange in the world is subject to oversight, and that's all this is. It just so happens that this company is in the press regarding lots of transactions with different people. We're just one of the bodies that have a role to play looking at it. It's not as a result of the PIC matter, it's not as a result of anything other than there was reason for us to look into the transactions, which were highlighted in a news article. I'll be a bit more specific. The fact that the shares were traded on the stock market, and were they or were they not supported effectively? You know, the market price has got to be determined fairly. And if somebody is potentially manipulating the price, that's a matter which we need to look at effectively. And it's all we're doing. It's not part of a broader investigation by other authorities or a commission or anything like that.
I mean, Brandon, I have to say it is encouraging, though, to hear about these kinds of search and seizures, and the fact that, you know, a tip-off either in the paper or I'm sure you're watching the markets on the regular basis that can be followed up by some investigation led to the legal sort of eyes of the likes of Judge Gamble can actually be enforced, simply because there's increasingly a lack of trust, I think, by South Africans, as we've seen from the Steinhoff matter to many other sort of trading issues, volatility in the markets that seems to have some sort of bad news behind it. Are you able to take us into your confidence on any other investigations undertaken at the moment by FSCA?
No, in fact, it's not our policy to inform the public of what we're looking at, unless it's, you know, something that's in the public's attention. There are, at this case, at least probably 30 matters that we are looking at in terms of market abuse.
Sure.
But we would only release it once we come to a finding. And in fact, we didn't issue a press release until after
the article came out.
The question themselves issued the press release. So we would generally not advertise what we are doing until we are finished with what we are doing. But there are no exceptions. Sometimes it does get out there, and we have to put the record straight one way or the other. Yes, we are. In this case, we just confirmed we did do a raid, but we want people to understand that that does not mean anybody's guilty of anything. It just means that there is something we are looking at.
Thank you very much for quelling the sensationalism from the papers, both with your statement and with joining us this morning. We wish you luck with your continued investigations and all the 30 that are underway. That is also very encouraging to hear.